We've been examining persuasion from a rhetorical perspective, looking at the available means of persuasion as artistic proof available to us, for example, as persuaders who see important reason to want to change the audiences that we address with our communication. It is, however, also important that we are able to examine persuasion from a different perspective. From a perspective of us being the persuadee rather than the persuader, us as people who are interested in making critical decisions rather than being manipulated, us as people who want to see ourselves as logical rather than illogical, us as people who are interested in making good decisions rather than bad decisions, and therefore interested in a dialectical standpoint on persuasion. A dialectical standpoint would appear to be absolutely essential in our current world where persuasion is omnipresent. We spend more time receiving persuasion than doing just about any other thing. Media impact has grown exponentially, and so we are experiencing a propaganda blitz where we are exposed to over 5,000 persuasive advertising messages every day, according to Larson. Little wonder, he says, we are engulfed by it. We are also victims of increasingly sophisticated means of media manipulation that provides more manipulative messages by fewer voices to check one another. And so our entire culture, as Larson says, can now be characterized as one of persuasion. Unfortunately, for us as persuadees, this persuasion is also powerful. It has unprecedented power. It's an overwhelming presence, Larson says, and offense overwhelms defense. That is, however sophisticated we may be in responding to the persuasion in which we are exposed, generally speaking, persuaders have more power than we do as persuadees. The impact of persuasion is also cumulative. The message we get over and over and over and over and over and over again is, buy something. And we can also talk about the important ways that it is cumulative because text and context are reinforcing. Larson writes, persuasion both changes the world and represents a way that the same world changes us. Persuasion is also powerful because it is increasingly precise, targeted to us through narrow casting, individually targeted to us in some cases, resulting from data harvesting, and even in a little larger sense from the idea of segmenting and tailoring messages. Psychologically, these messages are powerful, emotionally powerful, propaganda, and so we are often victims of nonverbal manipulation as well. These are problems for us because of issues such as doublespeak, the use of euphemism and half-truth and bogus issues and jargon, because of weasel words, because of deceptive claims that people make, and because of the use of subliminal images in which we are primed to act in particular ways and ways that we're not even aware of, where persuaders may get something out of us by the messages they make available to us. Persuasion is unrestrained in a results-driven world where ends are seen as more important than means. We are constantly bombarded with messages that manipulate us and can alter our perception. As the Subway example makes clear, people can be so convinced that buying Subway instead of McDonald's for lunch will cause them to lose weight that they actually gain weight by overcompensating. It's a dangerous world, Larson writes, one of promise and peril. And I need to speak to that a moment, because much of this discussion about being critical often hinges around the idea that we need to be more skeptical, more distrustful. And while that is certainly also true, the opposite is also true, that we need to be more empathic and open-minded to new ways of seeing things, of different ways of seeing things. The difficulty is knowing which persuasion to handle with a skeptical eye and which to open to approach with an open heart. And this is a very difficult question which can't be left to chance alone, but must be left to our critical resources, including the tools developed in Larson. For example, the four SMCR dimensions, self-protection of ranks model, the five questions on page 18, ranks quiz on page 402, and the four C's, candid, cooperative, comprehensive, and critical, as ways of assessing the responsibility of the persuasion to which we are exposed.